There was a brief grunt of pain, and the acrid odor of scorched flesh grew stronger.
Dad?
Ben glanced over his shoulder toward where the second blaster had discharged.
Maybe we should hear Jedi Ryan Tar out on this.
Don't call him a Jedi.
Luke exhaled through clenched teeth, then glared at the Godel in disgust.
I can't believe you were ever a Jedi.
Ryan Tar shrugged.
Once I was also young and a slave to the beliefs of others.
But these deaths aren't Sikh's doing,
said one of Ryan Tar's companions, the emaciated Ortolan. His nasal voice was raspy and hard to understand, for his trunk was so weak from disuse that it could not uncoil, merely loosen.
They're yours.
Still holding Qualo by the shoulders, Luke continued to glare at Ryan Tar.
I'm not the one ordering them to blast themselves.
You assume I am in charge because of what I once was.
Ryan Tar spread his arms, as though inviting Luke to examine him in the Force.
But you are the one who is acting without understanding.
You see, he's nothing to die beyond shadows.
This time it was the yellow-haired woman who spoke. Her voice was warm and patient, as though she were a mother correcting a child.
But to live trapped in a body, that is anguish.
Wait a minute.
Ben was still floating in front of Mode, holding the injured leg.
You're saying people are killing themselves because they don't want us to interrupt their meditations?
Mind walking is not meditation, but yes, said the yellow-haired man.
His voice was close enough to the woman's to suggest they were siblings.
Life is only a dream. Our bodies mere phantasms of a long and restless sleep. When you keep us bound to our bodies, you interfere with our awakening.
It's not our intent to interfere with your awakening, Luke said.
He wasn't sure he understood or believed everything Ryan Tar and the others were telling him, but at least Qualo's wish to be left alone was starting to make sense.
There's no reason for anyone else to blast themselves.
Then you'll leave Qualo to return beyond the shadows?
Asked Ryan Tar.
If his body dies with him in it, his return will be very difficult.
Luke looked down at Mode. The last thing he wanted was to leave the Duros to die, but Mode had already made it clear that he did not want their help. Besides, Ryan Tar was right about one thing. Unless he wanted the place filled with dead bodies, Luke had no choice except to agree.
If that's what Qualo wishes, then yes.
Luke turned toward Mode.
We'll let you return beyond shadows, but first, I would like to ask you something.
Mode nodded.
Hurry!
What happened when you disappeared?
Luke asked.
Why didn't you complete your mission?
I became...
Mode shook his head sadly.
Confused.
Luke and Ben exchanged glances, and then Luke asked,
You believed you were surrounded by imposters, didn't you?
Mode's eyes grew wide.
How did you know?
It's been happening to some other Jedi Knights, Luke said.
Then you have come to the right place,
Mode said.
All will grow clear here.
I'm glad to hear that, Qualo.
Luke hazarded a glance around, half expecting Ryan Tar to try to hush the Duros before he revealed some mysterious secret. When the Godel and his companion seemed content to let the conversation continue, Luke asked,
And you no longer think we're imposters?
Mode shook his head.
No, I know better now.
How?
Ben asked, not bothering to hide his excitement. If they could figure out what had cured Mode, then they might have something helpful to tell Silgal when they left the Maw.
What happened?
Mode curled himself into the weightless equivalent of a seated position so that he was facing Ben.
I went beyond the shadows, and I saw the truth. You can't be imposters, because you're not real.
He took Ben's hands.
Only the Force is real. And it's beautiful, Ben. So, so beautiful.
To his credit, Ben managed to avoid jerking his hands away in horror. But his jaw dropped and his brows arched, and even a half-dead Duros could read the dismay in his eyes. Mode pulled his hands free of Ben's, and his tone grew harsh.
You'll see, Ben,
he said.
Now that you're here, you will have to see.
Mode reached out in the force and tried to pull himself away, but Luke was still holding his shoulders.
One more question,
Luke said, refusing to release the still pulling Duros.
Why did you fire on us?
Mode frowned over his shoulder at Luke.
I told you to help you.
With a missile? Ben demanded. Some help.
It is,
Ryan Tarr insisted. He floated down and gently began to pry Luke's hands off Mode's shoulders.
We know how many attachments you have to the physical world, Master Skywalker. Qualo is just trying to cut them, so they can't pull you back.
Luke looked down at Mode in astonishment.
You were trying to maroon us?